Title: The Government Contractor's Guide to Not Doing Business with Russia. Content: Updated as of May 24, 2022, the United States is engaging in a new form of warfare. Russia invaded Ukraine just over 2 months ago and, rather than join the fight directly by sending troops to defend Ukraine, the United States is fighting indirectly by engaging in unprecedented financial warfare against the Russian Federation. The initial export and sanctions actions were swift and severe, but somewhat expected. As the invasion persists, the U.S. federal government and individual states also have begun to leverage procurement policy to amplify the financial harm to Russia. This guide will try to help make sense of the current efforts targeting Russia, the potential impact to government contractors, and proactive steps to mitigate risk. 1. Sanctions and export controls on Russia. Before we get to the specific issues government contractors will face with respect to Russia, we should lay out a bit of a landscape. We have covered the broader restrictive measures on Russia here, here, and here, and have updated them steadily as those measures have broadened and deepened. Generally, U.S. export controls prohibit nearly all exports of U.S. origin items to Russia, and U.S. sanctions prohibit U.S. persons from transacting, directly or indirectly, with a host of Russian persons, businesses, and financial institutions, as discussed in greater detail below. 1.1 Sanctions. The increased Russia sanctions will present a compliance concern, but most companies with solid protective measures already in place will not need to change too much to address it. For instance, if your company uses a third-party screening service to identify potentially sanctioned parties in your proposed transactions, your company may reasonably rely on that service to update the lists against which it screens. Further, most screening services can identify sanctioned parties in a prospective transaction partner's ownership chain where that information is readily available. In light of the increased sanctions and increased scrutiny, however, it may be worth confirming that your screening vendor is making that check for you and request it if they are not. It is most likely that the sanctions that will limit payments to Russia, sanctions on banks, on government agencies, and on the Russian Central Bank, will create supply chain difficulties for government contractors in the near term. The first and most obvious supply impact will be on oil and gas, by far the largest Russian export. Restrictions on Russia have increased, and will continue to increase, prices until the world market can adjust. Additionally, there are other supplies that may become more scarce and, it follows, more expensive. Russia supplies platinum, titanium, and vanadium to the fuel cell, hydrogen, and 3D printing industries. Russia also is the world's third largest supplier of nickel used for electric vehicle batteries, and is heavily involved in the production of stainless steel, a basic commodity in countless industries. 1.2 Export controls. Many companies that supply the U.S. government, particularly the U.S. military, will have limited sales in Russia because of long-standing restrictions on supplies to Russia for military end uses. However, the new export controls may affect commercial suppliers as they decide what to do with the commercially available off-the-shelf items they supplied to offices, restaurants, or civil aircraft in Russia just a few months ago. For those companies, we note that Russian businesses desperately are trying to get their supplies into the country, and some do not shy away from a little dissembling to do so. For example, we have seen customers and distributors suddenly request their supplies be delivered to neighboring Kazakhstan, a huge red flag that the supplies would be re-exported to Russia in violation of U.S. law, a practice called transshipment, by the regulators who would be keen to catch and level penalties against those engaged in it. Similarly, requests for software programs, updates, and patches are being made to U.S. companies in ways designed to disguise a Russian end user, such as delivery to third-country servers. So, for government contractors, as for many U.S. companies, a nimble shifting of logistics chains, and a hard look at any customer requests that don't quite pass the sniff test, appear to be in order. 2. Federal procurement litigation. As the Russian INV.